Wildlife Summit, September 7th, 8th, and 9th of 2012. In each of your baskets, you've got what we are affectionately referring to as our North Star document. This is our strategic overview of purpose justification and desired outcomes for what we consider a seminal effort on the department's path to revisit and reteach the efforts that we conducted in 1988 when Director Conway and the Department of Conservation conducted the first Iowa Wildlife Congress in Boise and parks around the state. I'd like to make this as brief and concise as I can, leave any time for questions and discussion, but let me get what I think are the salient points at this point for the progress that we've made towards this effort and hopefully prompt some questions that you may have. When we conduct the Wildlife Summit, we'll have been 24 years since the 1988 Iowa Wildlife Congress. The purposes are similar. For this effort, very basically, we intend to convene, facilitate a conversation with Idaho and Sioux Valley Wildlife about our current model of wildlife management in Idaho. And I emphasize that this really is intended to be the first step of a longer process of developing a dialogue and some feedback with the people of Idaho for how we can best understand and serve the needs and desires that Idahoans have for management of their wildlife trust resources. I also want to emphasize a point that Chairman McDermott made this morning and we discussed last night after hours, that in no way do we want to communicate to the commission, the public, our elected leaders, that this is about preconceived needs to question or change or core statutory mission or our commitment to the core values of Idahoans with respect to hunting, fishing, and trapping. This is about understanding what Idahoans want today as opposed to perhaps 25 or 75 years ago for management of their trust wildlife resources to meet their needs. We're going to be talking to the public about what additional services, if any, do you desire to enhance your ability to understand not just the department and what we do for the Idahoans that we work for, but how can we help them better engage with and enjoy the wildlife resource that we manage. Fundamentally, we hope to renew what we believe is a social compact that we've always had with Idahoans as the managers of Idahoan wildlife resources. We've had some specific discussions and debates among ourselves about what do we mean by a social compact, and in fact, we intend for this to be a central part of the Iowa Wildlife Summit, and this is going to require us to explain to the public what we mean in terms of our commitment, the understanding between the Idaho public, the department, and the commission for what they desire and what we're committed to provide for Idaho. The compact has to be that understanding, that commitment relationship between public servants, a government servant, agency, and the public workforce. Specifically, at this point, we have ongoing outreach efforts as we speak. We've been talking to and working with representatives among the wildlife conservation-oriented non-governmental organization. ISCAC has been a frequent partner with us in these discussions, as has the Nature Conservancy and the Idaho Conservation League. In no way do we intend that that our discussions would be restricted to those groups. We've simply begun talking about what we hope to accomplish with the Wildlife Summit with those groups as representatives of a pretty broad cross-section of the public that we serve. We will continue to conduct outreach efforts to get the message out to the people of Idaho that this is an opportunity for everyone that cares about wildlife to come sit down with department staff, likely members of the commission, as well as perhaps elected leaders. And that cross-section will include traditional core constituencies, hunters, fishers, anglers, but also members of Idaho Cattlemen's Association, Idaho Water Users, business alliances, anyone who has a stake or an interest in management of public wildlife resources. We will be providing the commission with regular updates. We'll include the legislature and other elected leaders in our efforts to update everyone on the progress we're making towards pulling this off. Director Moore has been very busy recently in getting the word out to a number of the organizations that I just referred to about broad conceptual plans that we have for the communication efforts that we're building towards the summit. We're going to be expanding that. We'll be doing press releases. Communications Bureau is developing a number of videos that will be distributed that explains this is who your Department of Fish and Game is, this is how it came to be, this is what we do for you right now, and this is what we'd like to have with you, the public, for a discussion of where you want us to be now or 25 years in the future. We are in the process of developing public surveys as well that will be designed to help us understand very clearly as we design and organize the summit what are the current contemporary attitudes of Idahoans, what are their values currently right now, where are the potential conflicts, and I hasten to emphasize we understand very well that this is a big challenge. This is a very large effort that we've undertaken with all the inherent risks that go along with bringing polarized groups together with significant differences of opinion. But frankly, we believe that's our responsibility to understand and respond to all the constituencies of Idaho that we work for. Discussions last night and this morning about the value of pulling together a commission workshop. That's a dialogue that with the director's office and the executive committee we'd like to work with the commission on soon. We're suggesting that a March or April workshop dedicated to the progress that we've made at that time with the Wildlife Summit preparations and did not emphasize that we go into this with no preconceived desired outcomes. We need to ask the question we believe. How are we doing? How are we serving you? Are there needs that you, you provide on that we work for have that aren't being met? And we're prepared to ask that question, then listen and understand, and have a discussion with everyone. How do we best achieve the outcome that they desire?
Your key word there was there would be a time when the commissioners themselves would have a chance to come together with only an open-ended discussion of what we think might be a necessary dialogue.
Same principle.
Well, I think adding that to this is a really crucial thing for me, because being the new guy on the block, I'm still learning. I've learned each one of these great men, and I really respect a lot of them. But I have my own opinions, and they don't always come in direct alignment with everyone else's. I live a different life in a different area, and all the reasons are different. So we don't really get a chance ever in this meeting right here, and we have this whole agenda in front of us, to sit down and say, tell me, you know, what do you really think about this? What about that? Well, you know, we do it a little bit here and there, but not as a full group. You can't have the full quorum. Don't we get in trouble with that nice, sweet lady right there? And, you know, I understand that. She's got me past belligerent about it, but I want that. I really want, I think we need that as a commission to have an opportunity to sit down and throw everything we want to out on that table, not just what's on this agenda, but what comes up or what someone else has prepared or someone else's take is on it, but all of us. Throw it out there, I think, for the good of the state, the good of the game, the good of the wildlife, the good of the commission, for the good of the department. This is critical, and I think we should think that way. And in my mind, I'm really kind of strong on it. So I would be number one guy to vote to do that.
Other comments? Going to use this sort of develop this a little further and use kind of as an outline. If you do, I just think you ought to put, you know, purpose, core values, justification, you know, purpose, core values right there in black and white, so the public knows exactly
where we are. The document that you have in front of you did get a lot of massaging and discussion, and we intended with his presentation before the commission today and to the public today that this will be the guiding document that we have. Everything is subject to improvement and modification, but our intent is that what you see there is where we're going in terms of our target for the wildlife.
The last three sentences under justification deal with if you play, you pay, and one of the desired outcomes ought to be the identification of alternative sources of funding to tag the kayakers and the horseback riders, the wildlife watchers, and all of them.
Mr. Chairman, Martha, let me suggest also that we not miss the opportunity for education in this summit.
Yes.
And as we've been working on the last 2 years, starting with the annual report from the director, I think, or the annual report from the department, whatever that is, has become very concise, very functional, usable, with graphic information, historic information to dispel myths and provide accurate information. Something as simple as, you know, what's happened to our deer and elk populations over the last 50 years. Some of that information is, you know, really important and really valuable, and would provide an opportunity to educate as well. By providing information, a lot of good information that can be picked up in the way of handouts and every part of a binder or brochure, but worked into the summit.
Commissioner Rush, Commissioner Chair, obviously that is one of the core purposes Food and Game Department and Commission is right now, is where we've come from, where we're at, and the fiscal realities are a very important part of the dialogue. We've tried hard to not miscommunicate at this early stage that this is simply a means for raising more revenue for the department. That's an important part of it, but that's only part of the bigger responsibility that we have to the public. We also don't want to minimize that message because ideally, as a group, we would like to see the public say, okay, here is what we desire for wildlife management. We also understand that, in the director's words, science costs money, management costs money, so let's now work with the department and commission to understand or determine how best to make that happen with funding mechanism. And we're not presuming to know where that's going to go, but we hope, our hope is that it will result in some productive discussions and dialogue on some new broadened funding mechanism that will put us on a solid track for the foreseeable future.
Chairman, is there an envision out there that this summer might be the first of a regular series of events, or every 3 years, every 5 years, or any thought then put to that? I'm just waiting to see how this works out.
Well, Mr. Chairman, my hope would be that it would result in some additional follow-up on that line. We're not pre-planning that and predicting it.
Mark, I'm going to make an assumption and tell me if I'm incorrect. You mentioned early on that you worked with some partners, this guy and ICL and the Conservancy. My assumption is they influenced some of the way this flows here.
We have listened to their feedback. We asked them questions. Give us your reaction. And certainly they have.
Well, then therefore I have the word caution. There's a lot of other folks out there with a completely different view of the world than ICL and the
every moment.
Anyway, the other organization, environmental organization mentioned. Have you had a similar conversation with organizations such as Idaho Wildlife?
Commissioner Treaty, Commissioner Insecure, not as a committee. Now, certainly, members of the committee, myself included, have routine conversations with members of Idaho Wildlife, Sportsman, Fishing Wildlife, Mueller Foundation, and others. So, in the sense that have we sat down with those organizations and asked, what are your thoughts about helping us sort of form the concept and the desired outcome of the wildlife summit? No.
Well, I would then suggest that when you don't have something that so fast until you have done so, including have a proposal out there, I would not be I'm not comfortable with just three organizations you've had this kind of conversation with formally. I would like to see it broader. I think that if you don't, you put the credibility at risk right off the bat. And it may very well cause the exact same thing.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with you, Fred. I think which region you're in as to your perception of who speaks for sportsmen or for different groups, and it's different, I think, in every region. So I would just echo exactly what Fred said. I think it's a dangerous path, and it could cause division if you're not careful.
Commissioner Treaty, Commissioner Wright, Commissioner, let me see if perhaps I can provide some clarification or distinction that I think is important to this point. I totally agree that the purpose of the summit is to be as inclusive as we possibly community what Idahoans want for wildlife management. The document itself is truly conceptual in what we want to hear from and understand from everybody, including Idaho for Wildlife, Sports and Fish and Wildlife, Pheasants Forever, the League of Women Voters, if they choose to sit down with us and talk to us. What we do between now and the summit, and most specifically during the summit itself, is really that opportunity to get that input and understand what these specific groups want and are telling us. This document here, our intent and our effort is simply to frame up what we as a department and your representatives desire to know from the public that we serve. And certainly, in talking with these other groups, if there's something that they strenuously object to or they believe we've left out, I think it's totally consistent with our intent that we could modify this and change the strategic message.
You make my point. If you find out they think you left something out, my point is they need to be in the front. And if you don't put them in the front, we're in behind.
Mr. Trevi, message understood. Received. We have 10 months to make this. We have 10 months to make this right.
Well, I hope.
The last thing that I'd offer is that I'm encouraged by the level of energy and excitement that we've sensed across the department and from those that we've been talking to. I think there's a broad recognition that if this is done right, this will be extremely helpful and important for us to do the best job we can to serve the people of Idaho. And it does come with inherent risks for mistakes, doing it wrong. We are totally dedicated to anticipating these issues that Commissioner Treaty has brought up and doing this right. And hence, that's one of the reasons why there will be a regular feedback loop between the department and the commission.
Mark, I know where the idea came from. And if we looked around the country to figure out other states that have done something similar to figure out how to work for them.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, I can't speak for other states. I'd be surprised if there haven't been similar efforts, and Director Moore would be much better prepared to speak for the Apopka Wapping level. But I can tell you that Mike Keckler worked for the Department of Water Resources when Director Tuthill conducted a Idaho Water Summit not that many years ago that is very similar to what we're doing here in our home state. We believe there's some things that we can learn from that effort. And Mike is in the process right now of contacting some of the key participants there and gleaning some of the lessons and paying attention there as well.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, just to add to what Commissioner Treaty, I'm keenly aware that we can't do this without the foundation of the hunting and fishing public, period. This is built on that strong foundation. The core value aspect of this needs to be representing that clearly, succinctly, so that there's no doubt that we're building from that, and we need to be sure that that foundation is ready for that and in ownership of what we're going to build on it. And we'll be reaching out in the next few months to do that. And if you have specific user groups that you're aware of that you believe we should be in touch with, certainly let us know so I can get those planned and you can get that. Mark has built a good structure. He has 8 subcommittees, I believe, that are working on all aspects of this, and they're really beginning to roll quite. quite a bit, and it's but we need that touching base with the commission, and we don't want to get in front of the commission, and we don't want to get in front of our foundation of users out there as well. So we'll be putting those plans together.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, if I may. Kathleen, real quick, I know a lot of governing boards and elected officials do something called a retreat that, in reference to what Kenny had mentioned, what is the criteria for that where a commission could get together and just have good open discussion? Does that still have to be publicly announced? Because I know...